WATH Athens.
It's 9:05. Good morning to you. 45 degrees, mostly sunny skies here on Columbus Road. This is Stephen Figel. And welcome to another edition of Party Line here on Mix 97.3 FM and 970 WATH. If you missed out, this morning's guest is going to be Albany Mayor Tim Kuykendall. We're going to be talking about a lot of things having to do with Albany over the next 15, 20, 25 minutes. So sit back and listen to the show, and we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning. Mayor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very pleased to have you as a guest this morning. Albany Mayor Tim Kuykendall previously served 6 years on the Village Council and was appointed as mayor in September 2011. Since being appointed, he has been elected to serve as mayor in 2011, 2015, and 2019. So once again, welcome to Party Line.
Well, thank you.
So as mayor of the Village, what I'd love to hear from you, and I can't imagine a better spokesperson for Albany than you, sir.
Right.
What are the greatest strengths, and perhaps a little bit of what are the weaknesses?
Well, I think one of the greatest strengths is our small town atmosphere we have out there. It's actually a farming community. We're in the southwest part of the county. It's a safe place to live. I'm proud of that. And all the folks get along fairly well, so that's a plus too. So as far as weaknesses, I guess being a small town, we lack some things that, you know, grocery stores, things like that. We do have Family Dollar and Dollar General out there, but as far as that goes, but I think that'll come in the future as we grow.
Well, you know, at the most recent Village Council meeting, a lot of things go on, as often goes on at those meetings. You reported that 4 parcels of land, not quite 100 acres, but pretty close to it, had been sold on Carpenter Road for an operation that plans to set up a facility that will build robots used in 3D printing homes. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, there were some investors. They bought 4 parcels down there. It's Carpenter Road. And anybody, I don't know where you're familiar with, that's kind of south going out of Albany toward Meigs County. The property's been farmland for years and years, and part of it was one of my wife's uncle had a dairy farm on part of it on the right-hand side down there. But we've had trouble getting anything done down there because when the sewer was originally put in, it was through some grants to the USDA and that type of thing, and the only place that they would put sewer at that time and pay for it, part of it, was there had to be houses there or buildings there then. That was vacant land, so they didn't do anything there. So we've been working for the past several years trying to get some sewer down there because we had water. We done a water project in 2014, so we got all new water lines in the village. So we got that done. So we were working on trying to find money to get the sewer done. Well, they come up with the ARPA money. The county got some that they could split up. So Neil Reynolds and I, president of the council, we went and talked to the commissioners in a couple meetings. And when we went back the second or third time, we had an engineer figure out approximately what it would cost. And he did that, so we went back and asked for $1.5 million, and lo and behold, they gave it, let us have it. So that's how we got the sewer in. Well, as soon as we got the sewer in, that opened up a lot of people wanting to do things down there. So talking about the 3D printing, this all happened within the last month, so we're kind of in the middle of still talking about this with those folks, but what the 3D printing of houses is, they're concrete houses. They're built with a 3D printer. they're actually going to set a shop up down there and actually build these. They want, this is their plan, is to actually build those robots there. Right now, of course, they're not. They've got some on the way to get some housing started. But like I said, we're still in the preliminary talking to those folks about this. But it's I seen something on TV one night about how that works, and it kind of, they set the machine up and it just, it follows the perimeter of the building, and it'll even do the inside walls. And the way I understand it, it pours like a wall on the outside and a wall on the inside, so you got a hollow in the middle where they can put their utilities as far as their electric and their water and things like that. And they go up so far and do that, stop, then they put those in, and then they carry on with the rest of it. So that's one of the things. There's also was a company interested in building some kind of they're like foam panels to erect houses with. They're hollow in the middle, but they fill those for concrete after they get them set up. So that was another thing. Then we've talked to the Economic Development people in Athens County, and they're talking, of course, they're tied into the Port Authority, and they're maybe possibly looking at some property out there, maybe to build a building, maybe. So, but there's a lot going on in that little area all of a sudden. And the thing is, we got everything there to take care of this. We got the water and the sewer. They put Fockby fiber down through there. Gas lines are upgraded here just a few years back. We got a highway, we got an airport, and we got a railroad runs right through town. So we got about everything we need, and it's flat. It's my only flat place in Athens County that I can recall.
Having the infrastructure is obviously so important to any business wanting to come in. They want to know that they can ship easily and receive easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you have any idea, and I realize that this is at the early stages, mm-hmm. but are there any projections that you can share with us as far as what this might mean for flesh and blood? How many jobs do you think this will end up creating, approximately?
Well, I'd say at the get-go, probably 350, probably getting there, starting out. But then they were projecting as far as the things that would go with this around the area. One guy that we talked to, he's saying like 3,500. So I hope that's correct. That's what they're predicting. So.
Well, the construction jobs obviously are temporary, but they're important nonetheless. Sure. And it will be very interesting to follow and see what that means with all of the other things going on with all the other new jobs that are coming to the area. I'm curious, last time we had a party line, we had the mayor of Athens here, and we were talking about some of the peculiar challenges of the area specifically, and we talked about it very briefly before the show this morning, the fact that there's so little housing available.
Right.
Do you anticipate anything going up in your village that might help solve that problem? Certainly housing stock is going to be important, affordable housing stock, but also housing stock for the individuals that will be coming there. There's 160 jobs coming to the new hospital. So I'm just curious.
I talked to our engineer this morning, which he's working hand-in-hand with us and those folks. He had a meeting with them yesterday, and he said that they had some plans for 18 houses starting out there. So that's pretty good. Like there again, we're in the preliminary on this, so I haven't talked to them about that. But I know that they want to split part of that property up down there for some residential stuff. It's closer to where the residential is already, which would put a buffer between it and the commercial stuff. So. And there's other than that property, there's plenty of property around Albany. I think we've probably got 200 or 300 acres at least inside the village it could be houses built on. So
well, not only that, the retail that's going to be needed to support.
Right.
You were talking about grocery stores and other type of retail that people want to have around when they're living in a specific area. Well, that's all exciting news.
Yeah.
Something that we can look forward to. And again, I understand that it's in the very preliminary stages, but you got to start somewhere.
That's right.
I also read in your minutes from the last meeting that you had a meeting recently with officials of the airport, which is very nearby, obviously, to discuss their plans for expansion. Can you share some of those details?
Yeah, they got a hold of us, wanted to talk to us about what was going on Carpenter Road for because they are planning some kind of expansion out there, but they wanted to coordinate with the village what we had there, so they didn't build something that they couldn't use, you know. So right from the, we told them at that time that we are in the preliminary, so we're still working on this. So they, but we also told them we got a place out there called West Ridge or something. It's a compounding medicine compounding company that they compound medicine for veterinarian stuff. And they took over the RXQ building out there, and which done medical compounding for humans. Mm-hmm. So, but they're gone, so they took it over. They're remodeling and stuff right there right now. So we had them get a hold of those folks because you know they've got to ship that medicine. So they could ship it out of Albany just as well as anywhere if they had some terminals and things. And that's kind of what they were thinking out there. Is what to do. So they've talked, but I don't know what they've come up with. And I know that they're still out there remodeling that building. They're changing some things around, and they're talking about like having 120 jobs there. So
a lot of things in the preliminary stages here that we can look forward to seeing develop in the coming years. Are there other things that I missed in the recent minutes, or other things that are coming up that you'd like to share with us that has to do with the development?
Yeah, we're also working on the downtown. We worked last year with some folks on getting some grants for the people that own some of those buildings right in the downtown, the old buildings, and getting those remodeled and fixed up. And there's one developer, he's supposed to be getting some grants here shortly. So he was talking about some different things, a small grocery store there and a restaurant in the middle of town. There's already a coffee shop, a boutique, barber shop. But some of those buildings really need a lot done to them. So he's working on, I think he's pretty well got his grants in line, it sounds like. And then also next year at this time, we should be putting new sidewalks down the middle of town. We got a grant through ODOT for almost $1 million to put sidewalks in. So we got some things going on downtown too.
Folks, we're talking with Albany Mayor Tim Kuykendall, who's visiting with us here this morning on Party Line, and we're talking about the village, of course. We're entering into that time of the year that brings a lot of smiles, the warmer weather, the outdoor weather, and certainly there are undoubtedly some things that we can look forward to during the spring and summer months that are going on down in Albany. Are there a few things that you'd like to mention that we can give people a heads up on?
Well, this is last weekend we had a 5K run through the village.
How'd that go?
It went well. They had then it had kind of a smaller walk for the kids, and they had on each corner they had folks with Easter eggs and things, and giving them Easter eggs as they went along. So that went really well. Right now in the middle of summer, we don't have a whole lot going on as far as that kind of. Come fall, we've got the Harvest Festival. We have that every year. That's a parade and a festival. We close off streets, and it's pretty nice. Also, the Albany Fair in September, it'll be coming around.
Right, that's September 18th through the 22nd this year.
Yeah, they said it used to be the first week, and they set it back a week or two. But it's real, and it's like one of the oldest independent fairs, or if the oldest in Ohio. So they do a nice job. They have a parade through town at the end of the fair week on Sunday. They're planning on next year too, around Christmas, having another parade through town, and they close the street off for a while and light the Christmas tree and that type of thing. That went well. So,
well, it really sounds like you have a lot of things going on there, lot of positive things going on there. We have a few more minutes here to talk. Okay. What other things would you like to mention? What other things would you like to brag about when it comes to Albany?
Well, I think I'd like to brag about our council, for one thing. If you look around the area, our council, we get along. I mean, we have disagreements, but we always work them out. We all work together. We're all going in the same direction here, what we want done. Talking about the development down there, we want that to happen as well as anybody, but we also got to try to keep a balance with that small town charm and have that too. So that's going to be maybe a little bit of a challenge, but that will be worked out, I'm sure.
Well, a common vision and synergies, having good working relationships is so important and a great way to move things forward.
So I'm proud of the way we all work together, and our staff, as far as our water clerk, she does a great job. Our administrator, our laborer, we all work together pretty well, I think. And our police chief, Joe Sprague, he's got 40-some years experience. He's actually a retired officer, and he decided to come out and help us. So he does a great job.
Well, your last meeting was on March 6th, mm-hmm. which was a Tuesday. Are your meetings generally held the first Tuesday of every month?
Our meetings, we have two a month, and it's the first Wednesday and third Wednesday, first and third.
This must have been when the minutes were prepared,
I apologize. Yeah, probably was.
So could you repeat that one more time?
It's the first Wednesday, 6:30, and the third Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening. Yeah, please, if you can come, because we need your input on things. Well, we sit up there a lot of times and don't have anything. We're making decisions, but we also need, you folks out there, we need your input on this stuff because we don't know everything.
get insights when people participate in government. We all have a role in that.
Yeah.
Well, for folks, if you're listening here today, and if after the fact you'd like to perhaps ask the mayor a question, I understand that you take questions and you'll respond via email. The mayor's address is Mayor Village of Albany at albanyoh.org.
Yep.
I will post these on our Facebook page here shortly. The telephone number at the village office is 740-698-6127, and we'll post that as well. Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here today.
Well, I appreciate it. Can I mention one more thing?
You sure can.
We also have a website. It's albanyoh.org. Get on that. There's a lot of information on that. And we also have a Facebook page. So
I was on your website this morning. In fact, there are some bios of the council,
right,
which will help anybody who's interested in participating getting a chance to find out a little bit about the folks who are making the village tick.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by, Mayor.
I appreciate it.
Can we count on you stopping by again in the future?
Sure. Give me a call.
All righty. Thanks, folks. That's been another edition of Party Line on Mix 97.3 FM and 970 WATH. WATH.